Lie still, Dolly, my love. You'll be all right. And tomorrow we might get a commentary if we have good luck. But you rest now, though.
Hello there. You must be Mr. Skinner.
Who's there?
Mr. Harris, the vet you sent for. Is that the mule?
Call me Joe. And this is Dolly.
Yes, of course. Joe. Let's take a look at you then, Dolly.
I dare say the wife told you what happened.
Yes, I met Mrs. Skinner outside the stables. Who were you talking to?
Why, Dolly.
Mrs. Skinner said you stayed with Dolly all night. Is that right?
Oh yes, not left her side.
You must be very tired, and Dolly has got worse?
Yes,
how long have you worked, mules?
All my life.
Then you will know...
Yes, but you should know, Dolly ain't like other mules.
Of course.
And if the wife told you what happened, then she'd have told you Dolly is special.
I understand.
You know, my dad was a boatman too. And he used to get his horses from a man who did a bit of dealing and sold hay and corn near Natton Junction, where the Oxford Canal meets the Grand Union. The way my dad taught me to train a horse was to bring him to the canal side, where a couple of you would get hold of him, one in front and one behind to keep him straight, and peg him to the barge. You pat him to go, and together you walk him up the line along the towpath. Maybe he'll take to it straight away. Maybe he rears up and won't go. Maybe he kicks out and jumps in the canal. And then maybe, just maybe, you've got yourself a special old mule called Dolly, who don't do any of that. It's a rum job with some of them, and some take to it easy. And then there was Dolly. And that's how I know Dolly will be all right. Dolly is special. I won't ever forget the first time the wife and I took Dolly out on the towpath.
Right then, Joe. Let's see what you've gone and bought.
I reckon she'll be a good worker, Rose.
Well, she stands a bit weird, if I'm honest.
What can you see, Rose?
Well, not weird, then different to how the other mules stand.
Oh, stop messing, Rose, and pat her. Take her up the way.
I am patting her, Joe, but she doesn't want to move.
Pat her again.
You can pat her if you like, but she doesn't want to move.
Oh, let me try. I dare say you're right. She don't want to move.
Now what?
I'd be blowed if I know.
She is still weird, though. Where'd you buy her from again, Joe?
Ooh, the army.
Why, it's almost as if she's stood to attention.
I've always worked with mules, but I've never seen one like this before. I can't get her to move.
Attention! Forward march!
Hey!
She's a military horse, Joe.
There you go, girl. You can stop now, though.
Oh.
Whoa!
Oh.
You can stop. How do I make her stop?
At ease?
At ease! No, she don't understand that one, though.
Halt!
Oh, yes, you did have a military step with you when we first had you, but you gradually got out of working and pulling that way, didn't you, girl? And she's worked hard. We all have.
How long have you worked Dolly now, then, Joe?
Near 30 years.
That's a long time for a working mule. Now, I'm just going to check her temperature.
Oh, yes.
But do keep talking, Joe. Did you never consider a motor?
Oh, I wouldn't want one.
I can't say I know any other working mules. Everyone else must have motors now.
Well, it's because my dad always worked horses. Rose has always worked horses. And I've only ever worked horses. I'd sooner have an horse than a motor, even when we were doing our regular run up to the Morris Radiator Factory in Oxford. I dare say you're right, though. There's not many that would say that now, is there, Dolly?
What you doing with that old donkey? You should take it to the zoo.
Maybe I should.
You should get yourself a motor.
Maybe.
Coming past. Would a motor not be a lot easier?
No. Well, yes. We'd be at Coventry yesterday. But no, I don't care much for motors at all. How is she?
We'll need to give the thermometer a moment. So tell me, you've never had a motor?
I could have had a motor, but I didn't take any interest in them. I'd sooner have an horse. Well, don't look so worried, Dolly. I mean, I'd sooner have a good mule. I like them best. I'd sooner have you, Dolly. You've always been good.
I thought you were going to take that donkey to the zoo.
I did. We had such a good time that we're going to the pictures this weekend.
You're taking a donkey to the pictures?
She liked the book.
Suit yourself. I've never had to whip my engine none, though.
Neither have I.
I've seen you with that great big whip.
Before the motors, we used to have these big long whips. We only use them to smack on the bridges, though. We use them to smack on the bridges to let anyone on the other side know we are coming, you know. But we never use them on the horses. They don't want for it.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. I never laid a hand on Dolly, but to massage her shoulders some when they got sore. She still feels terribly cold.
Yes, she's got a real awful chill.
We need to keep her warm then, don't we?
Joe?
Would you grab that hay there?
Joe, there is damage to her spine.
Oh, lie still, Dolly. Don't worry. It's only more hay to tuck you in. I'm not putting that horrible hat on you that Rose made.
Did you hear me, Joe? There is damage to her spine.
Oh, yes. Now, I tell you, you should have seen that hat. That hat really was something, wasn't it, Dolly?
Will you slow Dolly down?
What on earth is that, Rose?
It's an ear cap.
And what's that when it's at home?
It's to keep the flies out of Dolly's ears.
But what are the coloured tassels for, then?
For effect.
And what effect is that?
To show Dolly off.
Oh, I don't think they're having the desired effect.
But the old girl should look pretty too.
To be honest, I don't think she's much of a fan, Rose.
Well, if you would just hold her still. Here you go, Dolly.
Oh, Rose, love. Some men would call that indecent, letting your skirt blow up like that while both hands hold Dolly's hat instead.
Some men?
Not I, wife.
Oh, no. Well, you enjoy the view, then. Because everything down there is old. While Dolly's ear cap is brand new, I'm not letting it blow away.
Oh, yes, I guess you are what they call a stubborn mule, aren't you, Dolly? Well, I can be stubborn, too. I'm not going anywhere until you rest up some. And you better, because I'm not switching to no motor. You hear me, Dolly?
Mr. Skinner.
Oh, call me Joe.
No, Mr. Skinner. Her spine has bowed. You've worked mules. You know what that means.
Oh, Dolly never liked to not work. I dare say Rose told you this too. But for most tunnels and bridges, the towpath ain't wide enough, and so Rose has to walk Dolly round as I get the boat through. But when it comes to that, I've seen Dolly bray and toss her head. Dolly never liked to see us work the boat ourselves. If she could keep going, she would. Won't you, old girl? You know, it's almost as if the big new bow tunnel, what is near Rugby, was built for her, with its towpath that runs through it and those railings. After a boatman slapped his whip to warn anyone he's coming, you normally still have to walk your horse through there, though, because some horses have real problems. They kick the railings and throw themselves over the side, you know, being frightened of their own in the dark. Dolly, though, my stubborn old girl, Dolly would always go straight through on her own, without a problem in the world. Oh, yes, is she stubborn. She never liked to not work.
Mr. Skinner, you are going to have to make a decision, then.
Oh, you do feel cold, Dolly. I should have got you out quicker. I'm so sorry. You know, I've lived all my life on the boat, but I wasn't born on one. I was born in Axford, and then I was brought back on board. Growing up on the boat is all right, They used to toy some of us when we were up on tap to stop us falling in. They used to toy me to the water can. Others were tied to the boat with a little bit of wire across and then tied round the waist. You see, I've lived all my life on the boats, but I can't swim. Not one bit, you know. Just like Dolly. Perhaps that's what I should have done to you, Dolly, eh? Tied you to a water can. A really big water can. I'm so sorry. I should have got you out quicker. But I can't swim. I should have known the towpath was falling in there. I should have never taken you that way. I should have taken better care. I should have...
It's okay, Mr. Skinner.
Oh, I guess, but Dolly was never any trouble, were you, Dolly? With the last horse-drawn barge on the Oxford Canal. They're just casual horses now. Open boats, pleasure boats, and then these motor boats. Being horse-drawn don't make me feel any different to the others. We all just jog along together. Of course, it's nice to feel you tug on the old boat, though. You've been good to us for near 30 years, and now you've got a bit of a chill, that's all, from falling in. So I figure you deserve a rest now. You've done your work.
I think it's time, then. Will you hold her still?
I know you used to like to be together with our other old mule, Dick. I heard you two used to call out after one another when we were separated at the locks because you used to like working together. I understand that. You know, Rose and I ain't spent a night apart since our marriage. So I understand that. You've done your work, though, Dolly. We both have. Don't you worry now. They don't do it our way no more, Dolly. At ease, Dolly, old friend. At ease.